The deaths of a couple of cyclists recently have reintroduced the question of whether or not we need mandatory cycling helmets in Ontario. Right now, they're mandatory for people under 18, but not for adults. And personally, I go back and forth on this because on the one hand, I wear a helmet when I cycle because I feel safer and I think it's safer and I want to protect my head. On the other hand, I think sometimes there's an overreaction because the number of people who are killed and who would be saved by a helmet is not an enormous number.
I tend to agree with you, Mark. It is a matter of looking at the evidence. We know that for low impact, that is, you're not being hit by a car, you're falling down, someone has rushed in front of you on a bike path and you've had to swerve and you fall. That's where a helmet would be very helpful because those are low impact injuries. The helmet is rated for that and it can prevent you from having a serious head injury. But if the premise is because we have more cars on the road and there's more chance of being in an accident, it's very unlikely that that helmet is going to help you prevent a major head injury when it is a high-speed impact with a car, or even the momentum of a car versus a cyclist in terms of just the mass of the car versus you is enough to equate to a high-speed impact or a very very great blunt trauma. So we are faced with that issue of what is the actual evidence that doing that for an adult, imposing a helmet law for an adult, is going to reduce the number of head injuries. That's a question for public policy and actually looking at the evidence. From a medical standpoint, yes, wearing a helmet for low impact, especially for children who are either learning how to cycle and they're falling more, they're not as experienced, will make a difference. But for adults that are commuting on roadways where there is cars going at regular speed, I'm with you on this. I really I don't know if it's right to impose the law on an adult. It's up to the adult to decide if this is a risk that they're willing to take, because it's a slippery slope if we look at that and then all the other things that we can do to prevent injury.
Sure. And people always say, well, if you can save one life by having a helmet by law, then it's worth doing. But on the other hand, we would all be safer if we were wearing helmets all the time, right? I mean, you could say, look, there have been people who are pedestrians who have been hit by cars. Maybe pedestrians should be wearing helmets. Maybe people driving cars should be wearing Formula One racing helmets because people die of head injuries behind the wheel.
Well, that's exactly it. So we have to draw a line on what the risk actually is and what risk perception is. And that's where using, in this case, two adults that have died, unfortunately died from injuries, it's anecdotal evidence. It's not robust enough to say, well, we should pass policy on the basis of that.
Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.